In this episode, we hear from Justine, Michael, Reese, Alfie, and Abby all about their involvement in the Multischools music album that will soon be coming out.
A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multischools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk.
Just forgive me my smile, back I swear in that frown, won't turn it around, and there's no point lying about my feelings now. Can't something take my mind off it, snap me out of this mood so I can come back down. Images are portraying just what.
Insecurities taking a hold of me. I don't want to feel this way. Can't help that there's so much pain making you feel ashamed. And I hear a voice inside me say, I am beautiful in every kind of way. I am beautiful regardless of what others might think or say. Cause it hurts me.
Yeah. Justine, let's start with you. Tell us a bit about your experience of making this album.
I've had a great experience of making this album. First of all, it's been really exciting and amazing to work with such a diverse range of vocal talents. And it's been a very good learning experience for me because I've written obviously a few songs for myself previously, but I had never yet had the experience of writing for somebody else. And not only was I writing for others, but I was basing it around that they liked, that they perhaps wanted their song to be maybe a little bit like without it being the same as. So it was very interesting that way. And yeah, I've had great fun in the studio and I feel like I've got into a really, really good flow of doing it. And it's been really interesting working with individual artists and hearing how they bring the song to life.
Yeah, that's a really good starting point, Justine, because it really shows how you thought about the whole process of making an album. But obviously, we've been really helped with that process. And, you know, I'm going to say a massive thank you to all of you. But we've got Michael with us as well today. So I'm going to go to Michael next. Michael, from your perspective, what has it been like getting involved in this project and basically running this project for us?
Well, it's been great. I mean, I think having done the single before last year, I was eager to be involved. I was constantly pleasantly amazed, really, with how quickly and efficiently it went. Because obviously, from a studio point of view, normally you have a band come in or an artist come in, they've got their songs done, rehearsed, and they come in and record them. But we were kind of doing it that Justine would come in with the song written but not recorded, and we'd kind of record it before the singers turned up. So it was a full-on experience because we kind of had 2 hours to get the backing track together. But I mean, as always, constantly amazed by Justine's work. It's, you know, she knows exactly what she needs, what she wants, and so it's a very efficient process. So we never kind of ran past time. It was just bang, we got it done. Drums, bass, piano, da 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 da, and then the singers came in and they were brilliant. You know, it was a real joy to work on. Really,
thank you, Michael, and I'm really pleased you've mentioned All Stand Strong there as well, our first song. And if people are interested, you can download that as well from anywhere. But we'll talk more about this new album, obviously, once we spoke to everyone individually. So thank you, Michael, and thanks once again for all your hard work on this, just like Justine.
Sure.
So we've actually got 3 people with us today as well that have actually sung on the album, or 4 as well, because obviously Justine has added her bits too. But we've got Reese, Alfie and Abby, and I'm going to start with Reese, if that's okay. Reese, would you like to tell us a bit about your highlights of working on the album?
I loved being a part of this project, and I think it was, I mean, it will be really exciting to hear the finished project. they hear everybody's unique sounds, and like they hear everybody else singing on the project. Because because of COVID, we weren't allowed, all of us into one place space. But it's been really, really exciting as well. And I'd like to say Justine did amazing job editing the lyrics to the song.
Fantastic. Thank you. It's really kind words. And I'll let Justine come back in a little bit, because I'm sure she'll respond to that as well. So thank you, Rhys. If I go to Alfie next, is Alfie, you were quite late in us asking you to join the album. What's it been like for you, Alfie?
It's been a good journey, especially waiting for a month or two. Can't remember how long, but it's been good, especially for my first time as well, especially when I actually like got to the studios. And it was actually quite interesting how the studio actually looked. It was not how I was expecting to be, but no, it was really good for my first time ever, and I enjoyed it.
Justine has spoke really well about all of you, and I know she's worked with you before, Alfie, so so pleased to have you involved, and I'm really pleased that you enjoyed the studio. And I know, as I've already said, Michael's done a brilliant job in making sure you're all included.
Yes, he definitely has. Yes, thank you, Michael.
We've heard from Rhys and Alfie, and I'm going to come to Abby next, if that's okay. So, Abby, how has it been for you?
It's been a great experience, and I think it's such a great opportunity to be involved in the album. I loved working in the studio with Justine, and the song that I recorded, I think it's such, the lyrics in the song are so great because it raises like awareness about mental health, and because the lyrics in the song are like how people, this is how I've interpreted it anyway, is how that people label you nowadays, like in society. So I think it's a great song to break down negative perceptions and create awareness.
Fantastic. I'm so pleased you've said that, Abby, because that's going to really lead on to a question I'm going to ask all of you in a minute. But I'm right in saying as well that you and Justine really got on well, didn't you? And hopefully you can kind of stay in touch following this as well.
Yeah, I'd love to.
And that would be great, because I think that's what really fills me with joy, is seeing all you ambassadors now all connecting and working together. Because that's what it should be about. So, yeah, fantastic words, Abby. Couldn't have said it better myself. Just ask a few questions now that are open to all of you. And maybe if you just, because we're on Zoom, obviously still with COVID and everything. The first question for all of you really is, with a little kindness, what does that song mean to you? Abby's kind of started us off and told us, what does With a Little Kindness mean to you, that song?
To me, it just means that, you know, regardless of how we, whatever feelings we may have or whatever we may share, it's important to be kind to one another because you don't know what everybody is going through, and it's okay to feel lost or to feel alone. The most important thing is that you've got to be able to support people no matter what they are going through. That's super, super important, because if you can only say sometimes one wrong thing and it can be interpreted as really bad by somebody who may be feeling those feelings, but because not everyone's open about it, you wouldn't know that. So it's important to try and remember to be kind, even when it's most difficult, but just because you don't know how someone that might experience that or interpret what you say.
Yeah, and just to add in here as well, Justin, because I think it's a good time to say it, that the song is actually going to be the theme tune for something called Trauma Perceptive Practice, which is something that's being rolled out across all schools in Essex. And this is the song that's actually going to go with it. Question number two. I think Justine and Abby have really summed it up really well. So I'm happy with that. But if you do want to come back with anything after, let me know. Okay. So my next question then is, you've obviously all done your own songs on the album. What I want to know from you guys is, what difference do you think the album will make? And what do you want people to learn from your song, basically? So you all chose your own songs. What do you want people to, what difference do you want it to make out in the big wide world?
I will. I don't mind.
Go then, Rhys.
A bad day, because so it's good to, I reckon people need to know that it's okay to have a bad day, that everybody makes mistakes and it's okay to have a bad day. So I chose Bad Day, and it's really helped me. So basically, when the album does come out, when I'm having a bad day, I'll go and listen to that song, basically, and it will cheer me up. yeah, this project has really helped me with my my confidence and mental health. So it's been really great, and it's been a good journey, basically. But it will be good. It will be good.
No, that's great. That is spot on, Reese. And so you said that you go and listen to that song when you're having a bad day, and now you've got your own song that's going to be out there. Do you hope that it will help other young people?
Yeah, I want it to spread awareness about having, like, when you make a mistake, you can bounce over it.
You know, we wouldn't learn unless we make mistakes, because that's how we learn. I say to all the groups I speak to, I at least make one mistake every day, and that's at least,
yeah,
it's more like 10. But you're right, it is about learning from those. So yeah, brilliant, spot on, Reese. With the whole album, Michael, what difference do you think that might make to people?
I think overall, I think they're all messages of positivity and people finding their individual voice, I would say. Or that's how they felt to me. So I think that that could very easily inspire people. I think the fact that people on the album hadn't been in a studio before and came through and had a good time doing it, luckily and hopefully, I think that that will inspire people perhaps to think, well, I can do what I want to do. I think it's quite a liberating, positive album, really.
It really sums up, you know, what you said there about people enjoying the project. Everything we do, we want to make sure that obviously people enjoy it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think studios can be quite daunting sort of for people that aren't used to it. Even people that have kind of are in bands or are sort of making music a lot of their time kind of can easily freeze when they get into a studio. And it was lovely seeing people come in and maybe a little bit of nerves to start with, but then settling down and having fun with it. And I think that's the thing. A studio is a place for me to kind of lose yourself a bit, have fun and not be scared to make mistakes, because it's a safe place. You know, it's just you and the engineer and, you know, in this instance, Justine was there, the writer. So, you know, you're all in it together trying to get the best results. So it's a place where you can take chances and have a play around, and but it's got to be a safe space for people, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, that sums it up really, really well. And you can tell by what people have said on here already, Michael, that they did feel safe and are able to express themselves. So
yeah, I mean, that's good, you know. Yeah. Because I've had it myself, but gone into studios and felt really self-conscious, and you know, and that was actually the reason that I started my own studio, was that I kind of, that was the place where I wanted to just relax, feel safe and try things out. And for me, that meant doing it myself. We kind of try here to create that safe space so people can kind of relax into it, have fun with it and see what comes out the other end. Because it's always sort of a surprise and very different from how it is in your head. So you know, it's always a journey going into a studio for me, I think, anyway.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you, Michael. It's good to hear your perspective on it, definitely. And Alfie, why did you choose the song you chose?
Well, the reason why I chose the song is because I thought I could actually perform better, because at that time, because I'm quite like, now that I've learned that you shouldn't be scared of your mistakes, because like before I used to be quite scared of my mistakes sometimes. I don't know why, but now I'm not really. And well, I let Justin choose the song, really, because well, the actual song I chose was a Watermelon Sugar, but obviously because of copyright and all of that, I didn't know what own song to come up with. So Justin gladly helped me with.
Definitely. Well, that's what Justine's done, such a great job of all of you, because you all picked out songs that you felt would suit your voice or that you liked. Well, Justine adapted them and made them completely different so that they were your own songs and not songs of other people. That's right. You're still here. Yes. I'm going to go to Abby then, if that's okay. Abby,
yeah.
Your song, what difference do you want your song to make and why did you choose it?
Justine wrote it because it's about insecurities. I want it to make people realise that it's okay to be yourself and that you don't have to hide behind a mask. I said it before, but I want it to create awareness. Yeah, so I would like it to make a difference and create awareness and obviously break down negative perceptions and maybe create enough awareness for it to make people think and stop judging others and making them insecure, if that makes sense. I don't know whether I said that.
It makes perfect sense, Abby. And from everything I hear from not just you, but from other children, that happens a lot in schools and in other places, people do judge and stuff. So yeah, I'm hopeful that, you know, music like this can make a difference. So yeah, spot on, Abby. I'm gonna come to Justine with this question, and then afterwards, this is our last question. So then after, if anybody else wants to jump in with what they think, that's fine. But Justine, you've obviously, you know, you've written all the songs, you've worked with each person, you've worked so hard on this. And we're hopeful that the With a Little Kindness song is going to come out right at the start of September, followed up by the album at the end of September. Why should people buy the album, Justine, or download it?
Because I love how we've kind of turned it into like a almost like an upbeat and current swing type song. And actually, I've got to say, Reese, when I've had a bad day the other day and I was listening to one of the edits, it certainly cheered me up.
Yeah.
So that's something worth noting. And so with Alpha, you've got kind of this fun vibe going on. So it's music that will make you happy. It's music that will make you question your judgments, perhaps why I think or feel the way you do, and maybe even why you treat people the way you do. And, you know, speaking about no matter what kind of thing is going on, not letting yourself be pulled under so that you can still go on having the experience and living the life that you want to, rather than kind of being pulled under the cup by the current of everyday life. But I'm really proud of the album, and you're certainly going to learn a lot from listening to our artists, and it will certainly make you challenge what you know and what you think you know. So I think it'll be a good listening and learning experience, and I hope you can take a lot away from it.
Those are things to pick up on there, Justine. I think it's definitely okay for you to blow your own trumpet. We don't have any trumpets actually on the album, although we have lots of other musical instruments and bits and lots of great singing. So I'm sure people can listen to that. And great challenge there, Justine, as well. And I know one of the challenges within Essex, especially with A Little Kindness, is going to be that schools and other children can learn that song. So that's certainly something that we're going to come back to.
It was important to me that the songs were all current songs that everybody would want to listen to, that would be relatable for everybody. But also, I've been really proud to see everybody, well, certainly most people come in, they've been quite nervous, and you know, it's like being in the shallow end of the pool, and they've come out and they're virtually diving into the deep end, because they come out with such confidence and this ability, and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? It's been amazing and inspiring to see that change happen in the studio.
And I guess that's the bits that people won't see, Justine, is all of that hard work that goes into it. And as you say, that confidence building. But we've heard from obviously Reese, Abby and Alfie today, who've really backed that up. So I think once again, just to say a massive thank you to you and for everything you've done with this project, because it certainly made a difference in itself. Michael, you wanted to come in. Why should people?
Yeah, I just wanted to say,
thanks,
Josh. Sorry, just a couple of things, really. I think what you were saying about why should people download it, and I think also they're good songs. They're really good, catchy songs, and that reflects on Justine's talent. And obviously the singers that brought them across. But I think when I've been mixing it, and each song where I've been concentrating on one particular song, and they stick in your head, you know. I've been singing Bad Days to my wife for days now in the car, because I can't get it out of my head. You know, but all of them get into your head, and they're kind of real earworms, you know. They don't shift, which is kind of the mark of a good song. And I can't really say this enough, that it is impressive, I think, Justine's ability to put a message into words and into a very good, catchy song. And I think that it's, you know, they're good songs sung well by people who were very into doing it. And I think that shows, you know. So I think just for all the, you know, there's positive messages, there's good reasons for this music to come out. Underneath all that, there's good songs, and it's a win-win, really.
Yeah,
that's kind of my bit that I wanted to say, really.
No, that's brilliant. It's spot on. It's not just, like you say, it's not just an album that's been chucked together and, you know, we're hoping to raise awareness. It's actually really good music as well. And I would back.
Yeah, I mean, you can have protest songs or songs that are kind of giving a good message that is all well and commendable, but they're kind of quite hard to listen to. And you're thinking, oh, blimey. Whereas this isn't. This is good pop music, you know, with a message.
Brilliant.
Sung by people who understand that message and bring it to life. So it's brilliant.
Thank you, Michael. Really, really well sold. You should definitely be a kind of a sales pitcher as well. Yes. So I'll just give final opportunity to Reece, Abby or Alfie. Why should people buy the album? Does anyone want to come in with that?
I think people should buy the album because we've worked so hard on this. And I think the first song we did, which was All Stand Strong, weren't it?
Yes.
That done really, really well. And I enjoyed working with everybody on that. And I think it gives you a confidence because when I was recording my song in the studio, I'm very nervous when I go inside. It's like what Justine said. But when I come out, I'm a completely different person and really, really confident. But I would just like to say thank you, Michael and Justine, for this experience. I really, really appreciate it.
Welcome. And you're coming back in, aren't you, Reece?
Yeah, I'm doing an album with Connell. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's good as well because you have with other talent and plus you can do stuff with them as well. Like what you said before, Kieran or Mr. Pierce?
Kieran is fine, Reece. Kieran is fine.
but like you said before, like if you work with these artists, you can work with them out of this like thing and do something with them. So me and Connell have got an album coming out about mental health and awareness around it, and it's about our own experiences and stuff. But yeah, it's been really, really great. And yeah, I hope we can record another album next year or something.
But breaking news then on this podcast, for Reece and Connell's album coming out as well. So lots of music to listen to. I think you've all done fantastically to come on here today and chat about all of this. And so I just want to again say a massive thank you to all of you for being involved and all of the other singers who couldn't make it onto today's call as well. And just to say, as everybody has so well put it already, please do download the song with a little kindness when it comes
out. Yes, follow the app. Bye-bye.
Yeah, absolutely. and make sure after that as well, you keep up to date with what we're doing so you can download our album. So thank you very much, everybody.
They say I gotta listen, like they always got something big to say. Go ahead, say what you want about me, but your voice ain't like nothing more than rain. Oh yeah, it's okay, so when I can't take it, got so gray and I can't shake it, the sun ain't flashing and I feel something's come over me. Storm clouds mind, they're trying to close me in. It's time to face the battle. Okay, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna treat you with a bit of kindness. It's in the case of other days when you're feeling down, and there's no way out cause your whole world turned upside down. I don't know what you're going through, just know that I'm here for you, cause I'm gonna treat you with a little kindness. You're looking for answers, giving multiple chances. No, feel like you have no clue. Don't you realize that it's all for you? Just keep the faith, cause there's always hope when you're never completely on your own.
A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multischools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.